Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We got nothing but great thanks for Mr. Chad Hershberger, who filled in yesterday, and Rob Center, our great producer, who has to do just a couple of extra button pushes and things when I get to take a day off. So I appreciate that. But in the studio with us now, we're going to find out more about the Fall into the Grove events. A couple of weeks ago, you will remember, we talked about the Splash and Dash 5K. That is all set for tomorrow morning, and the homecoming, Saturday morning, the homecoming game is set for tomorrow night, and the first annual Sealand Scriveria High School Alumni Association homecoming golf tournament is set for tomorrow. So those are all set. You can find out more about those in our archives. Today we're going to talk about the Sealand Grove Oktoberfest, which is over at the DH&L Fire Company grounds. The Farmer's Market is set for Saturday, and the Rudy Gelnett Fall Music Series starts tonight. So very timely stuff here. Carol Hanlon is here. She's one of the key volunteers. She's been involved in the trenches and the leadership of Sealand Grove Projects Incorporated, or SPI, probably pretty close to since the inception. You've been that long? Okay, super. And we're going to focus today on the Farmer's Market and the Fall Music Series. So welcome back, Carol. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, I do appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. And Sean Christine is here. He is a third lieutenant with the Dauntless Hook and Ladder Company, so salute to your leadership. He's on the Dauntless Hook and Ladder Company's annual Oktoberfest committee. Of course, he's a former mayor in Sealands Grove, and he's a former reservist in the U.S. military as well, so thanks for all your service to a lot of endeavors.
Good to be here, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. We're going to talk about October. So let's go back to Carol. Sealandsgrove.net. What would you find that's coming up today, tomorrow, and Saturday if I were to poke around Sealandsgrove.net?
Well, today starts our fall music series, the Rudy Gelnett Fall Music Series. It's going to be every Thursday and Saturday through the rest of the month. We have some fine bands coming up, which it seems to be the crowd favorites. We have a few new bands that have never played here before, so we're pretty excited about that. It will be on the Commons from 6:30 to 8 p.m. each time, and for the fall, because the weather is so unpredictable, we do have a backup plan. So in the event of inclement weather, we will be moving all of the entertainment to the rec on North 10th Street. So we're pleased that we're not going to have to cancel anything like we did during the summer. So we're pretty excited about that to complement this weekend.
Where's the rec?
The rec is on North 10th Street.
10th. It's
less than it's like a half a mile away, so it's not far at all for folks to find.
Right, absolutely. It's a walking distance, but probably a lot of folks will drive it. But anyway, okay. So that is the rec, and that is the music series. Tell me what the great coincidence is that leads to all this fabulous music going on in Sealands Grove. Just a crazy summer, and now a big fall.
Yes, and we're intending to do a winter series as well inside. We're very fortunate to have the funding through the Rudy Gelnett Trust, and Rudy was a great musician, and for his love of music, this was established in his honor. And many of the musicians that come knew Rudy or know of him and are appreciative, too, to continue what he loved doing. So we're very fortunate, and it's really a good draw for our businesses, too, because the people coming into town, one, we still have a waiver of our open container law so they can bring their libations to the Commons and enjoy their music. We even have families come and have delivery and eat their dinner on the Commons, or go get dinner after. So it's really helped the businesses too in a big way.
Sure, or run out and go get it and then come back. It's great to see that is happening. So that is the music series that is tonight. Mm-hmm. And then SealandsGrove.net and SPI also oversee and are certainly well aware of the great efforts at the Farmers Market on Saturday. So tell us about that.
That is correct. Our Farmers Market has grown tremendously over the years thanks to Sarah Laver and her committee, and it will continue through the end of November, and then there will be another holiday market in December. So this coming Saturday, we will be having a pumpkin painting contest for the kids too. So they should venture down to the market between 9 and 1, and there will be also music from 10 to 12, and that goes on every week every Saturday with the music as well at the market, too. The other holiday market will be November 20th, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and that'll be a special market offering different things and decorations for your holiday, and the same with December 4th. Both of those have special vendors coming in for those two events as well, in addition to our regular farmer vendors.
Right, they'll be outside. Presumably by then it'll get cold, although I see no actual evidence of that actually going to be happening anytime soon. But there'll be things to warm you up there as well. SealandsgroveFarmersMarket.org, I believe, is the website there. My copy cut off the end of the .org. Okay, super. So that's a quick glimpse of some of the things at SealandsGrove.net. On Saturday is Dauntless Hook and Ladder Company's Oktoberfest. This was not held last year, right?
That's correct. The first time that we had it was in 2016, and it was at the Seals Grove Speedway. It was a huge success for us, and it was one of the biggest fundraisers that we ever had. And we took a few years off and came back last year to try to reorganize it, and COVID sort of shut us down. So here we are again, 5 years after the first run, and we're ready to go at it.
All right. I just have one word for everybody. Spaten. That's my favorite imported beer. And, of course, you're going to have that on tap at there. It's $50 to get onto the grounds. What happens when you have paid that?
So I always say, imagine, if you will, the opportunity to serve your community by drinking some beer. This is a good opportunity to come in. $50 gets you in the gates, and then we have food trucks on site and plenty of beer. And basically, that $50 covers all of your alcohol. And we give you $10 in vouchers for food to spend at the food trucks and make sure you have something to eat while you're enjoying your beer and listening to some good bands.
All right, and this is on the fire company grounds. Tell us about that.
That is. That's at 713 Bridge Street in Sealands Grove. It's right next to Wise Markets in Sealands Grove. And it's we share the grounds. It's actually a county building, and we share the backside of the building with DHNL Ambulance League. And it'll be right there. We'll have the doors open. The trucks will be out. And if there is any chance of inclement weather, there'll be plenty of cover for you to enjoy the band inside.
All right. So DHNL Ambulance League is a separate entity in the same building?
It is. We share, obviously, the similar name, but it has its own incorporation and everything.
There's their own budget, right? And they got some paid staff and so on. And your budget still, though, at the volunteer fire company, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Tell us about this budget. This is important because this is a fundraiser. You mentioned community. We want the community to step forward and really thank and honor and support the volunteer firefighters.
Right. As we talked before we got on the air, the budget for a volunteer fire company, our general budget's right around $200,000, and we have a large fleet of fire apparatus. We have a tanker truck, a rescue, a ladder truck, a fire police vehicle. We have a utility vehicle. We have a boat, and they don't come cheap. So we're in the process right now of planning for our capital campaign with the upcoming ladder truck. Somebody's going to correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's a 1992 Seagrave truck that is due to be replaced, and we're going to replace that here in the next within the next couple years. And the price tag on that is going to be approximately $1.5 million for a new ladder truck. So the chicken barbecues don't quite cut it. We had to go to some bigger fundraisers and also reaching out to the community.
Well, and Oktoberfest can be a real home run if you get a great crowd on Saturday and get a good turnout, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a plus. And basically, it's not going to fund the ladder truck, but what it will do is help to offset some of the costs that we have on a regular basis. Like I said, with a general budget of about $200,000, there's just general upkeep of things and new equipment, and a set of bunker gear costs in the vicinity of close to $10,000 by the time you outfit just one firefighter.
Well, so it's funny, on your website you chose a .com. It's DHLfire.com, which almost implies like it's a commercial business, slash Oktoberfest for this. And really quick here before we get back to Carol, you have a need for more volunteers. You want individuals, men, women, and teens to step forward.
Yeah, we're always looking for people passionate about serving the community, and we have plenty of opportunities to do so. It might not be your thing to run into a burning building, but maybe you have an interest towards finances or fundraising or just being out in the community. Those are the types of things that we definitely have a need for, and we always welcome people to reach out to us and show their interest.
I always like it when somebody steps forward and helps you with your digital outreach, the social media and so on. That is always a big thing. And being a photographer of sorts always helps also. Okay, so that is Oktoberfest, and that is Saturday from noon to 5 p.m. It's $50, but you pay, and you're really supporting the Dauntless Hook and Ladder Fire Company. It's a volunteer fire company. So that is just a great event. Carol, I want to come back to you because next week, everybody in Sealands Grove is going to line up on one street. Please.
That is correct. We will have our annual Halloween parade with Chris Kennewell, who has been chairing that for the last 18 years. He's done a fabulous job. And him and I had a conversation, and we can't pinpoint exactly. We're working on it, but we believe that the Halloween parade has been going on for more than 60 years.
Wow.
And we're excited about it. It is a big draw. It brings thousands of people to Sealands Grove. It grows and grows every year. And we're really looking forward to it. I'll actually be riding on a float this year with the Sealands Grove Rotary, so I'm excited about that.
I don't think I've ever seen you in the parade, and I've never been on the sidelines of the parade. I've only ever been in it, so we're going to switch things around. Carol Hanlon is a volunteer with Sealands Grove Projects Incorporated. She's been involved in leadership. Sealands Grove Farmers Market is Saturday. The Fall Music Series starts tonight and will continue. All tons of details about the goings-on in Sealands Grove at sealandsgrove.net. Sean Christine's a third lieutenant with the Dauntless Hook and Ladder Company. Their website, dhlfire.com, and sealandsgrove.net, the places to go. Fall into the Grove is this weekend with lots and lots of activities. You can also go to wkok.com to check out some of those activities. Thanks for being on, folks.
Glad to be here. Thank you.